From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have captured the symbolically important northern Syrian town of Dabiq from Islamic State militants. The town is cited in a Sunni prophecy as the site of an end-times battle between Christian forces and Muslims. Meanwhile, officials from the United States and Europe met in London to discuss how to end the Syrian conflict. After talks with Russian and Middle Eastern counterparts in Switzerland a day earlier, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned on Sunday of possible sanctions against Syria and Russia over the siege of Aleppo.
We are considering additional sanctions, and we are also, let me make it clear, President Obama has not taken any option off the table at this point in time. So we'll see where we are in the next few days in the context of the discussions we're having.
John Kerry. The United States, Britain, and the UN peace envoy to Yemen called Sunday for the warring parties in that country to declare a ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, after meeting in London with UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, says now is the time to implement a ceasefire unconditionally and then move to the negotiating table. The Iraqi Air Force has dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul, warning residents of the coming offensive to take the city from the Islamic State group. The leaflet drop late Saturday came after hours of artillery bombardment by Iraqi and Kurdish forces. There was some confusion in the media over whether the full-scale assault on the country's second-largest city had in fact already begun. Some analysts fear ethnic and religious rivalries could undermine the military campaign and prompt infighting later over control of the city. This is VOA News. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement Sunday, the launch was a provocation and a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump conceded Sunday he is losing support among female voters. Trump blames the loss on media reports about women who have accused him of making unwanted sexual advances on them. He insists that the reports are false and that they are part of a coordinated effort to rig the election. Trump told a rally in Maine that he wants to unify the American people.
I'm going to fight to bring us together as Americans. We're a very, very divided country right now. We are going to be brought together. Imagine what our country could accomplish if we started working together as one people, under one God, saluting one American flag.
A national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Democrat Hillary Clinton with a 5.5 percentage point lead over Trump. Trump and Clinton face off in their third and final debate on Wednesday. Clinton is staying off the campaign trail for a few days as she prepares for the face-off. She is likely to face questions about thousands of hacked and possibly embarrassing emails from the account of her campaign chief, John Podesta, that WikiLeaks has disclosed in recent days. The United Nations says around 370,000 registered and undocumented Afghan refugees have returned home from neighboring Pakistan this year, with a significant spike since mid-July. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Kabul issued the figures Sunday, saying nearly 52,000 Afghans crossed the border into Afghanistan last week alone, the highest single figure recorded in a seven-day period since 2009. Amid fears of threats posed by protectionism, the so-called BRICS countries have vowed to deepen economic engagement, tackle the global economic slowdown, and combat cross-border terrorism. The leaders of the five emerging economies of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa wrapped up a summit Sunday in India. The state-run Kuna news agency reports Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Sabah has issued a decree dissolving the National Assembly. The reason cited for such a move, which also brings down the government, was a lack of cooperation, setting the stage for early elections. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.